your reception?
Well, both before and after. I called him the last call I made before I went to the reception, and during this, after the line broke up, I went back and talked to him a while.
He was there?
Yes, sir.
I never could get past the door with his father.
Oh, yeah, they had too many people. It was too big a party, but it was nice of them to do it. He thinks he's in good shape, but he's not sure. He thinks he's in good shape with the Texans, but he's not sure. I talked to all of them I could get yesterday. I've changed one, Poole, who last time they had a vote, we had 16 and lost 5. Poole was one of the 5, so we can hold the 16, which I think we can, all of them but Pickle. And I guess we can him too.
There you are.
Yeah.
George?
President's gonna be alive. Yes, Mr. President.
How you getting along?
Oh, I just called Dean Rusk to ask him to send a good speechwriter to my office to help me work on a speech that I think would have some very good ideas. I want a little documentation and help on it. I think we're going to do fine on this bill. I think we'll beat down amendments and defeat the motion to recommit, whatever it is. They've gotten off their sights with respect to the additional $300 million cut, making a total of $500 million. I think they're down now to about an additional $175 million. This is what I hear. I want Mr. Geary to be out in front. I don't want to get Mr. Passman to be a martyr and thereby help him in that respect. I want to only say what is necessary to say, and nothing may be in general debate, but I want to have a little trial on the issue of whether or not we should have foreign aid, and I want to call to the stand Mr. Khrushchev. Mr. Khrushchev, you think we should have it? And he said, no, this is ridiculous, interfering with other countries. Well, Mr. Khrushchev, if you're so strong on foreign aid to the United States, why did you build the Aswan Dam? Don't you know that the people in Egypt don't love you too much and so forth, and why have you helped India? Because isn't it true that Mr. Nehru used to throw communists in jail? Why then are you against foreign aid for the United States once you've used it yourself? You see what I'm trying to work up a novel idea here. I don't know whether it'll work or not. Anyway, we're doing our best. What can I do?
I think that's all right. I just find better talk Jake Pickle. Sound like he's getting off a little bit.
Well, I'm going to talk to all of the boys that are sort of off the reservation. That is, in our delegation. I wrote a letter yesterday to all members who voted with us on the authorization.
Well, we lost 5 votes last time in Texas. I don't imagine you can get any help from them, but they ought to vote against you and me, too, particularly after you really cut it 500 and I cut it 1.4 billion.
That's right.
That's Burleson and Dowdy and Fisher.
And Poole.
And Poole.
What of it?
And Poole. Poole, I think, is going to go with us, somebody was telling me, on the motion to recommit.
I believe so, but you got Dowdy and Fisher and Burleson. And one more, I forgot the other name.
Well, I don't have the list before me, but I know what you're talking about.
You got any chance to get Dowdy or Burleson?
I think we might get Burleson, and I've worked on Burleson a little, and he hasn't said, but I haven't worked on Dowdy at all.
What about Fisher?
Oh, Fisher is impossible. Impossible unless you had some real bait for him, which I do not have. But I think he is, but anyway, we'll do our best. Pogue is trying to help us. Pogue's trying to help us. He's not going to vote for the bill, but he's going to try to help us.
Do you feel reasonably good about it?
Yes, I do.
I sure hope you're right, because it'd be tragic if they whipped us both on the floor.
This would be a real humiliation. Real humiliation to get defeated at this stage.
Are you getting any Republicans at all?
Yes, we're going to get about 10 to 15 Republicans.
What about Casey?
Casey, I don't know. He's one that that you should have included a while ago.
Yeah. Better talk to Casey.
Yes, I will talk to all of those boys.
Okay.
Well.
Congratulations.
Good. Thank you, Mr. President.